said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us to this world. That we should work to acquire Olam Haba. And what we have to work at is the mitzvahs. And our whole existence is, there's a paradox in our existence. We're placed in this world where there are many things that interfere with our ability to serve the Rabbeinu Shalom. And one of the principal obstacles that we have are the physical pleasures that man seeks. If this becomes the focus of a person's life, he constantly moves away from the Rabbeinu Shalom. And the paradox is that why were they created? They're created because without them we can't exist. We can't function. A person that has no desire to eat and food tastes like wood to him, has no cheshek, it's extremely difficult to eat and his life is in danger. Person has to be a very, very highly disciplined person, super disciplined, to be able to have no cheshek to eat and to eat, because he has to eat. It's an unbelievable problem. The whole medical world struggles with this every single day, especially with elderly people. A person loses that appetite, it's sakonas nefoshes. So we need to be able to function in this world and to serve the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. In fact, we need the physical urges that we have. That's the only way we can function. And yet at the same time, that's our challenge, is not to let them get out of hand. V'nimtza, and because of that, so we can't live, it's sort of, you can't live with them and you can't live without them. V'nimtza, shumusim ba'emes avdoch mochama chazoka. So we're in a constant battle. And no matter what way we turn, in what direction, in any issue, it's never 100% comfortable and correct. There's always a challenge to it. Everything that we'll do in this world, the basic existence of man and man's nature, and any situation that he finds himself in, whether good or bad, they're all challenges that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. And among the challenges, he reckons, one, which way is one better off? Is one better off being wealthy or better off being poor? And neither one is exactly comfortable to be. If I become too flush with material things, I'll deny Hashem. I'll attribute everything to myself. And on the other hand, if I'm impoverished, then I do unethical things. So where's the comfortable point to be? And he says, is it all true? You know, one wants to be in tranquility, but one can be in such tranquility that one does nothing in this world. And a person that's afflicted. So where, there's no haven. No matter where he comes out and puts himself on the spectrum, he's challenged. There's no absolutely comfortable spot. But his man has to withstand all the various pressures in this world, from all the different sides, not just from one side. That's a person that can cling to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That Olam Hazeh has not distracted him from his task. And he leaves the corridor. And he enters the palace. And commensurate with how much, in fact, he has pushed aside the distractions and made himself focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he pushes away anything which distracts him from what Toiv. But he strives to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ken Yasigeyu. To that extent, will he acquire closeness to Hashem, V'yismach bo, and will celebrate with it. You know, they're all different, they're endless madrigas, and that's also part of the problem. That's also part of the challenge, is to be Oyver Hashem at our level. You know, there are people that are Oyver Hashem below their level, and the people that want to be Oyver Hashem above their level, and neither one works. A person has to be Oyver Hashem at his level. You know, to the Vilna Gaon, the whole world was, what can I tell you, a fantasy world. It was all the nyanim of Olam Hazeh. They did not, in and of themselves, they had no meaning whatsoever. It was a plaything. And he was not distracted and not focused upon it in the least. As I mentioned to you before, he ate a whole week, twice a day, two kezesim of challah, and he did not want to benefit from Olam Hazeh, so we swallowed each one of them whole. So we shouldn't have a nos Olam Hazeh. So that's the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon was, the Olam Haba was befonov, was perceptible to him. If we tried to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they would crash, go crazy. So we have to work. We have to know what we need to take from this world for our simcha. You know, and that's each person, lefi mashahu. You know, the Chofetz Chaim Zatzal was also, was a person that was, he was mufresh mo'ilam hazeh. He understood the world, but he was mufresh mo'ilam hazeh. I heard from the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, I believe his father, maybe he was there when it happened, was aware that it happened. In his second marriage, the Chofetz Chaim's second marriage, he got married again when he was 70 years old, he lost his first wife. His second wife was an excellent cook. So one Friday night, she made knedlach, and the knedlach were phenomenal. So the Chofetz Chaim tasted the knedlach, and he praised her for how good it was, and he didn't eat any more, and he never touched it again for the rest of his life. He was afraid he would get from that knedlach, it was so geschmack, that it'd have too much cheshev for Olam Hazeh from it, you know. But it's kol echad ve'echad lefi mashu. We have to be at our own madrega. Can't jump ahead, and that's also part of the challenge. It's not, you know, each person is his own person in his own world, and the parameters of what I have to do are not the parameters of what you have to do, and it varies, so it's not even, because in one part of life I'm at a different, I'm advanced than you, and a different part of life I'm behind you, so we don't match up. It's a very personal struggle that a person has, but it's an understanding of ourselves that we have to come to. And we're to be Oyver Hashem. So the world of Chamam Chal says is a very challenging place. There's no comfort zone. It's wherever we are, we have to ask ourselves, are we too tranquil or too stressed? Good night, Rabbi Yisrael.